Hello, welcome to the Practice of Living Awareness. We're on week number 12. It's a very exciting week, one I'm passionate about because it involves our energy centers. Personally, I love this idea of our energy being organized, that we've got these seven energy centers, each which represent or express a certain aspect of ourselves. The central channel runs along our spine, and it connects all of these energy centers one to the other and allows them to interrelate, allows for energy and information flow. I'm sure you've heard of the chakras before. We've got five along the spine and two in the head. The bottom of the spine is the root chakra, sometimes called the basic chakra. This is all about our physical beingness, our will to be here as a human being. Our sense of survival is held here in the root chakra. The next one up at the space of the hips is the sacral chakra. This center expresses our physical creativity and even our physical procreativity. This is where we manifest. This is where we create. You can see how we might flow from the root center up to the sacral center. As soon as we have all that we need, as we feel secure in that, we look out into the world and we make relationships, we build things, we manifest. We buy a house, we get a job, we make babies, we have friends, we have husbands and wives. We relate to a community. That community builds churches and schools and synagogues, temples, creates community. And from within that community, we, as an individual, our sense of self begins to stand out, that which is unique to us. We become the principal of that school, or we become a minister at the church, or we become a sculptor who creates a fountain in the town square. These energies are expressed through the solar plexus. This is our individual sense of self. Solar plexus holds the energies of empowerment. How do we become the fullest version of our individuated self? Once that is fully realized, we move up to the heart center. We realize that though we are an individual, we are a part of something bigger. We start to have a deeper understanding of group consciousness. Obviously, the heart center expresses love, not so much of a sentimental love, but an unconditional love. The heart center holds the innate wisdom that we are part of a bigger whole and therefore all is connected and interdependent. Empathy and compassion arise from the heart center. The word namaste, I see the light in you, is a very heart-centered focus. From that place of knowing, we move up to the throat center, where we have access to the mind and our mental creativity. We begin to understand that energy follows thought. We express and communicate through our throat center. We use our voice. We use our hands. Putting ideas into action, this is the stuff of the throat center. We move up to the Ajna center, which directs those thoughts, directs those ideas. You might see the Ajna, which is at the brow, as a conductor of the orchestra. In many ways, it coordinates our personality and gives us direction and drive. And at the top of the head, we have our crown center, which is our connection to life, life force, capital L life. Some might call that source energy. You might say we access our soul energies through the crown center, that which gives our life direction and meaning, where a sense of purpose is derived. In many ways, the crown center holds the realization that we are part of a bigger whole, that we are an extension, individuated in our own unique expression. And so all of these energy centers, from the root chakra up to the crown, hold aspects of our expression. They support it and they qualify it. So we're just going to take all of that information into a simple meditation of just breathing through these areas, just sensing the energies. We'll be relatively quiet from here on out. I know that was a lot of talking. So perhaps just sitting back, taking a deep breath, and just getting a sense of your entire body. It's made of energy. Where is your attention being pulled to? Is there a particular part of the body? Is there a particular chakra that seems to be engaged, that seems to be expressing more than others? Just sensing that as an area along the body. Is it at the base of the spine? Is it in the area of your tummy or your heart? Are you sensing it in your throat or the space behind your eyelids? Or are you aware of energy at the top of the head? If you're so inclined, a nice smile, a long, slow, deep breath, and settling into the body along with a sense of your energy body. Breath comes in and breath moves out, and we just simply allow energy to move and flow and express. Present with it all. Gentle exchange of breath coming in and breath moving out has a flow and a momentum of its own. And just as a water wheel generates energy as a result of its circular motion, the breath generates energy, generates life force, keeps us moving, going, alive, keeps our energy centers expressing. Some have described the chakras as whirling vortices of energy. We can imagine that from our first breath, being here, being in this world, expressing, receiving. These centers are a part of our evolutionary process. Of our growth. Indeed, of our expression in the world. So taking a moment and just breathing in and down all the way to the base of the spine and just acknowledging the root chakra. Just seeing if you can get a sense of the quality of energy in this area of the body at the base of the spine. Just staying aware of the rhythm of the breath and allowing the breath to come in, fill the lungs, and moving your attention gently down to the area of the sacrum, of the hips and pelvis. Just breathing in there. We're simply just sensing energy, creating space, just noticing, being curious. It's the quality of energy in the area of the sacrum. And moving up to the solar plexus. Perhaps even a few belly breaths. Getting a feel for the diaphragm, our whole digestive system, all ruled by the solar plexus. It's the seat of our emotions as well. Sometimes we get butterflies in our stomach. Breathing through this area of the solar plexus, located just around the mid-torso at the belly. What's the quality of energy there? Noticing the rhythm of the breath again. Air moves in from the room to the lungs, and the lungs bring us to the area of the heart. Flowing with the energies of the heart as breath comes in and moves out. The word care comes to mind. Noticing with care. That heart center has the capacity to expand and include, to hold so much. What's the quality of the energy in the area of your heart? And allowing your attention to lift up to the throat center. Obviously located at the neck in the area of the throat. Rules the lungs, it rules air. That element is also a symbol of communication. How do we express ourselves? Just gently becoming aware of the quality of the energy as you breathe into this area of the throat chakra. What are you noticing right now? The Ajna Chakra is the energy center that directs our thoughts, that directs our attention. Perhaps you're noticing a bit of a light behind your eyelids. Is there spaciousness in front of your brow? Is it wide like a fog light, or is it focused like a laser beam? All possibilities held within the Ajna Chakra. Just breathing and noticing the qualities there. Taking a deep breath and just allowing your awareness to go big. To lift on an inhale, lifting up to the space of the crown. Can you get a sense of your place within the totality, within the all? And I invite you on an inhale to aspire upward through the crown, and on the exhale, just breathing all the way down the spine through all the centers to the root chakra. You can do that a couple times, breathing in all the way up, and on the exhale, allowing that energy to cascade down all the way down to the base of the spine and feeling the chair, the earth beneath you. You, this expression. This unique expression, breathing with and in the world. On that note, we'll end this meditation with a single bell. Thanks for being. And thanks for being with your beingness. We'll be with you again soon.